Thank you and good morning. Welcome. This is Chris Witt's Morning Devotions, the very popular TV star. Do you know the name Mary Tyler Moore? Well, people say she was admired not only for the professional way she entertained people, but the way she coped with a series of personal tragedies. And this is very sad. Her sister died in 1978. A year later, Mary Tyler Moore's son, Richard, died at age 24. And then her brother had kidney cancer. He died. And that was followed by the death of her mother. So she really had a long list of very traumatic things happen. And she actually battled diabetes since she was in her 20s. And she was a courageous survivor. This is what she's quoted as saying: "The pain is just as intense as it is for someone who gives up and gives in. I appreciate the pain. It makes me more sensitive and responsive." And this is the part I like. She said, "I don't take tomorrow for granted because it simply may not be there." What a great statement. Taking life for granted. Do you take things for granted? Well, everything that we're given, everything we've got, of course, we should appreciate. And we shouldn't take things for granted, but we do. It's an obvious thing that I'm saying. But I think we need to acknowledge this fact that people today do take so much for granted. And why? Well, there's lots of reasons. I don't have time to go into all of them today, but there's technology, there's money, opportunities, and even life itself. I want to tell you just briefly about Helen Keller, an amazing woman who contracted an illness at 18 months of age. She was a baby. She lost her sight. She was also deaf. But that didn't stop Helen Keller becoming a champion for others around the world. She's respected even now, many years after she died. She wrote many books, and there's one book in particular that she wrote in 1933. I know it's a long time ago, but it was called 3 Days to See. She said, "Sometimes I've thought it would be excellent rule to live each day as if we are going to die tomorrow." She said, "There are those, of course, who would adopt the philosophy, well, just eat, drink, be merry, and we take it for granted. I've thought it would be a blessing," said Helen Keller, "if each human being were stricken blind and deaf just for a few days at some time during their early adult life. Darkness would make you appreciate sight, and silence would teach you the joys of sound." And she said, "I was visited recently by a very good friend." This was back in 1933. And the friend had just returned from a long walk in the woods. And I asked her what she had actually seen. And she said, "Nothing in particular." I was speechless. She said, I might have been incredulous had I not been used to people saying this sort of thing, because long ago I became convinced that the seeing see little." True. There it is. We know in the Bible, it says in Ecclesiastes chapter 11, "It's good to be alive." This is verse 7 to 9. "Nothing on earth is more beautiful than the light of the morning sun." So don't take a single day for granted. Even if you live to a ripe old age, you should enjoy each day, because you will die and then darkness will come. And after you're dead, you cannot do anything. So enjoy life. This is a modern translation of Ecclesiastes 11. Enjoy life while you are young. Be cheerful. Be happy. Follow your impulses. But don't forget that God will judge you, and you'll have to answer to God and give an account for everything you do in life. So my question today is, are you enjoying each day that God's given you? Do you love Him? Do you love other people? Do you love life? Am I doing something with this life that God has given me? Am I following my heart, or am I taking all this for granted? It was Francis Chan, the author, who said, "Nothing you do in this life will ever matter unless it is about loving God and loving the people that He has made." Now, I know it's hard to love your life if you don't love God or you can't stand people. Someone told me once, tongue-in-cheek, I think, "I love life, but it's people I can't stand." I know, but it was Jesus who said, "The first and greatest commandment is this, to love the Lord your God with all your heart and your soul and mind, and to love your neighbour as yourself." That's good advice. Well, Lord, we know there are so many problems. There's broken homes, broken lives, and crushed hearts, and we feel as if only we could just put something back together, but it's up to you, Lord, to heal and restore. May we appreciate life today. Amen.